Hey, welcome this week to my podcast. Glad you're joining me in the middle of July. Lots of things going on in the state, even though it's the doldrums of the summertime. Look over my front page blog, if you will. You'll see Jesse Jackson there and my idea of a conspiracy theory. You know, I've been on television programs all over the country on many occasions, and one of the rules you always know is that the microphone is never turned off. Maybe you're not on the air, but you know that in the studio control room, they're recording everything you say out there, so you're always very, very careful. Jesse Jackson is a real pro at this, and he knows better than to think that his words are not going to be recorded. So you can hear his words on my site and my video and see my analysis about it. Maybe I'm wrong, but I just kind of think it's strange that Jackson would have caught himself in that kind of dilemma. And maybe it was because his comments certainly were seen as negative in the white community, but not so much in the black community. It didn't hurt Barack Obama. I think Jackson's reputation was tarnished, but maybe there's a plot going on. I don't know. I met Jackson on several occasions. He's certainly a dynamic guy and as good a speaker as there is in this country, but his eunuch comment sure stirred up a firestorm this week. That's why I talked about it on my site. Also, you'll see my buddy up there, Billy Joe Royal. I love Billy Joe. I've listened to his songs Down in the Boondocks and so many of his great songs over the years. I have one of my favorites on the Jim Brown Jukebox now you may want to give a listen to. Billy Joe Royal, I don't know what his age is. He's got to be in his 70s. He gets around great. Saw him perform in Baton Rouge last Saturday night. And he brought some performers out of the audience to sing. He got up and danced on several occasions. He's really a character. Lives over in one of my favorite haunts, Morehead City, North Carolina, right on the beach on the North Carolina coast. I've been there on a number of occasions. North Carolina is kind of my second, or my adopted home, I guess, since I went to Carolina as an undergraduate. Go up to the mountains there all the time, and I certainly love that state, and so does Billy Joe. So you'll get a little kick out of my comments about him, and also his great music that I have listened to for many, many years. Also, I wrote about Bobby Jindal this week, the failure of the governor. And I don't mean to criticize the governor. I've written a number of columns making, taking some tough suggestions to him because he has the ability to make some tremendous strides. And I just hate to see him fail in what I think are some elementary efforts along that line. This week it was about his lack of using the web to further his political goals in Louisiana. People just aren't involved. There's no interactivity. Gosh, what a marvelous opportunity to do a fireside chats over the web, to take video questions from many young people, to let them be more engaged and involved, to use the web in so many interactive ways to rally his supporters for his legislation. I put the suggestion up there before he vetoed legislation. Let the public weigh in on what they think. And he just left the public out of the mix. He and all of the young people he have on his team seem to be telling us how we should live our lives, telling us how the state should be governed, telling us how to solve so many problems, but not doing very much listening. If you want to build your base of support, you got to be a listener and not just a talker. And I think the web is an excellent opportunity to give Jindal that extension of being a listener through the web and making so much progress in building his base. And I made the comparison to John McCain, who I think is a great American hero. I like John McCain, but he is functionally illiterate because he doesn't know anything about the Internet. And that's a blight on him and may cost him the presidency, quite frankly. Jindal does not need to fall into that same trap. He needs to be much more computer literate and let the people know about it and use that as a tool to educate, to communicate, to sell his program, and to enhance the ability to educate our people a lot more. Again, if you're not computer literate, you are functionally illiterate in Louisiana today, and that's why I wrote the column like I did. I'll be doing next week's show. I'll be on my way, leaving next Wednesday, and be taking a trip with my family to the Mediterranean. We're going to take a cruise, and I'll be writing columns from Spain and from Italy in the next couple of weeks. So I'll put a lot of information and photographs on this website. Hey, thanks for tuning in with my site this week. Have a good week, and we'll talk to you again here soon.